Hi guys, this is Everdus at Utopia, and this is the aftercare for Blackmailed, Betrayed, and Broken by Your Professor. This one is specifically geared towards people who might not have the easiest time with topics of non-consent, who might not seek it out, or who might, maybe didn't even listen to the audio because they recognized it wasn't for them, but clicked on this anyways. As such, I will not be using the R word unless I warn you beforehand. I know that's just not a word that everybody likes to hear. So if I feel the need to use it, just because sometimes we need to call things what they are, I will warn you. I'll give you like a couple seconds warning, but yeah. So first off, I do these aftercares out of character completely. Because I want to give you guys a chance to, like, be grounded a little bit, to kind of shake you guys away from that, from the quote-unquote fantasy, right? Away from the scene, maybe, is a better way to refer to it. It's not real. I don't want to hurt you. I want you to be safe. I want you to be okay. I want you to be happy. And if it's not something you liked, then I just want you to know that that's okay. I do post on a schedule, and sometimes people click on stuff just because it's there. And I want it out there all the time that you don't owe me, like, the clicks or the listens or the upvotes or any of that stuff, right? Your boundaries and your limits are the most important thing. They have to come first when you are exploring stuff in the kink space. If you recognize that something's not for you and you step away from it, or if something caught you off guard and made you uncomfortable and you stopped, then I always see that as a positive thing. It's always a positive thing for you to recognize a limit and to back away and to choose not to to engage. I don't think that means that there's anything wrong with you. I don't think that means that you are missing anything. It's just not everything is for everyone, and that's okay. The dynamic that's portrayed in this audio is a pretty terrible one. I don't think that's very, like, negotiable. It's meant to be pretty clear that the professor is a villain. He is not a good person. I would, like, call the cops on him. As clear as it is, I sometimes find it useful to walk through and break down some of his actions and some of the things he says. So I'm going to describe some of the things that happen in the audio, but we're going to break them down in a way that says, here's why this is bad, and here's how it's applicable outside of the audio, okay? So it's not going to be graphic descriptions. I'm not going to get, like, growly or shouty in the middle of the aftercare. This is meant to be aftercare, all right? But I wanted to be productive aftercare, so let's walk through this, right? So first things first, I'm going to describe the things that happened because I understand that some people choose not to listen to the audio, and I want to respect that choice. The student character, the listener character, walks in, and the professor's kind of holding the listener's grades over them. He's using them as leverage to exercise power over the student. We have not even entered the realm of, like, sexual abuse here, and this is already, like, bad behavior, right? Forget just for, like, 30 seconds, we're gonna get there, but, like, forget just for 30 seconds the idea that, like, he ends up performing non-consensual acts on her. This is already an abuse of power. It's an abuse of their dynamic, right? And that's not okay. This is highly inappropriate, unacceptable behavior for a professor. Completely compromises the integrity of the classes or the university or the grades and all of that. He actually does this whole thing where he's like, I know you're in my three... He says that he knows that the listener is in three of his classes, And he's like, then I made all of my classes harder just to wear you out, just to manipulate you, and just to tire you out so that I could do these things to you, right? And that's also not okay, right? Like, he's harming three other full classes of students just to hurt the listener. He does a thing where, like, he's like, you know, you can't go reporting this because, like, you know, you need me to graduate, right? And he takes out his phone and basically forces the listener to say things, basically forces the listener to, like, film consent, right? The listener has to say stuff like, oh, I'm a student and I fully consent to, like, the stuff that's about to happen to me, without getting too detailed, right? So first off, this is like obviously not okay, but I do want to walk through why. I'm not going to go through the entire acronym, but there's a really useful acronym. I found it through Planned Parenthood. I think it's from Planned Parenthood. But the acronym is FRIES, right? Like delicious potato fries that you might eat from fast food. And each letter stands for a different pillar that must be fulfilled for something to be qualified as consent. We're not going to go through the whole acronym because otherwise we'll be here for like 10 extra minutes. But the one that's really important in this instance is conveniently the first letter F, right? The first letter in FRIES is F. And in this paradigm, F stands for freely given. So what does this mean, right? Freely given means that for consent to count, it has to be given without any sort of pressure, any sort of manipulation. It also means that it can't be given under the influence of drugs or alcohol, right? And there is a lot of pressure and manipulation being put into place here, right? There's kind of the carrot and the stick, right? The professor is saying, you know, if you do this thing for me, if you let me perform this sexual act on you, and if you film yourself for me saying that you consent, then I'll make your grades better, right? I'll make your semester easier. And he's also saying, if you don't do this, I will do worse things to you, right? This is pressure. This is manipulation, right? So even though the student character, the listener character, is being filmed saying, I consent, I, student, consent to these actions, right? That doesn't count as consent because it wasn't freely given. So that's just something that I like to have out there. He kind of goes on to, that was the first point. There's a second point, and then there's a third point. And I have my third point, and I don't have my second point anymore. They might be mixed, but, I mixed it in my first point by accident, but the second distinct point is that he does this whole thing where he's like, you know, I'm gonna describe what's gonna happen, but like, I'm not gonna get graphic, right? The professor says, I'm gonna put myself in your mouth, but like, he's threatening them with further like penetrative sex actions, right? He's saying like, if you resist me or something, if you do this wrong, if you don't make this good for me, I'm going to further sexually assault you. And the principle of what's happening here, we're going to remove the sexual part from the discussion, right? But what I want to discuss here is the idea that the professor character is using a threat or the existence of a worse action to kind of justify his current action, or not justify, but to mitigate, right? He's saying, it's kind of like, well, I'm going to do this one bad thing to you, and you better take it or else I'm going to do something worse. And I think that's something that can be really tricky for a lot of people to wrap their minds around. The idea that just because somebody could be doing something worse to you, it doesn't make a bad thing that they're already doing not bad. A really big example of this is, you know, well, he doesn't sexually assault me, or like he doesn't hit me, right? Or she doesn't hit me, right? I'm not being hit, so this other thing might not be as bad. But, you know, not hitting somebody doesn't mean that verbal abuse or social isolation and stuff like that don't count as negative or possibly abusive possibly abusive actions. That's what I was trying to say. I think sometimes it's really easy for us to just look at a toxic interaction and being like, well, I wasn't doxxed, I wasn't abused, I wasn't hit, or like whatever, right? And for people to get away with things because, you know, for people to get away with other methods, other more subtle or sinister methods of abuse. And I think sometimes it's just helpful for us to hear that that's still bad, right? You can't just use something worse to get away with something that's bad. Or someone else shouldn't be able to, right? And sometimes we need to tell ourselves, right, this other thing that's still happening to us is still bad, even if I'm not being hit or I'm not being, you know, forced in other ways or whatever, right? I know that's kind of a tricky topic, but I think it's important. And the third point, right? The third major thing that the professor character does, I wanted to go over, is he, again, I'm going to get a little bit descriptive, right? But he basically puts the listener over his desk, and as he's continuing to assault them, forces them to watch videos that he has taken of other girls and women that he has harmed in the past. Also giving him that same, like, quote unquote consent, right? We know that it wasn't consent. It doesn't qualify as consent because it wasn't freely given, right? But the idea of what he's doing here is he's trying to make the listener feel trapped, right? He's saying, look at all these other people that I've gotten away with hurting, right? None of them could stop me. None of them could get justice, or none of them could get me held accountable. And so if this many people weren't able to, like, why would you be able to, right? That's the idea that he's going for. I just wanted to put it out there that doesn't make what he's doing okay, right? Just because he's been getting away with it doesn't mean it's all right. It makes it way worse because he's been spending more time harming more people. But sometimes that's a tool that can be used to make people feel helpless, right? That will prevent people from going to an authority or finding help, right? Because honestly, that's a very difficult thing to do. He does a whole thing where he's like, if I even think that you're going to, like, try to report me, like, this video of you is going to go out to all your classmates and your friends and family, and I'm going to ruin your life and all this stuff. And I used it originally because it's just kind of like this weird trope that's used in a lot of, like, often used in, like, hentai and porn. But also, like, that's so fucking dumb. Like, if somebody wasn't going to stick with you through getting something like that revealed, this is kind of harsh, but, like, they weren't your friend in the first place, right? The people who are your friends are the people who are going to recognize, you know, this is not freely given consent. This is coercion and manipulation and force, right? And that these actions are not okay. So I just wanted to say that seeking help is a good thing that people should do, or seeking assistance or seeking support. It's easy to be made to feel alone in these kind of things, right? Or helpless. It's easy to be made to feel like nothing you do will matter. Sometimes people want to take away the power of others, right? So I just want to say that there is help out there. It's not me. I'm sorry, but like, and I mean that because I'm not a professional. I'm not a trained, qualified person to handle topics like these. I'm just some guy alone in his apartment, jacking off while I hit the record button, who tries his best afterwards, right? But there is support out there. There are a lot of systems and support and stuff out there. And I think, right, the reason I don't make content that, you know, revolves around like treating trauma and stuff like that is because I'm not the right person to be making that, right? It would be really irresponsible of me to do that and do it incorrectly. But what I can do is sit here in the aftercare and tell you that there is help and there is support and that you deserve it. If you were going through something that, you know, would be abusive. So I think that kind of wraps up. Those are kind of like my three big points that I wanted to... I like to walk through the actions of like my non-consent like villain characters and break them down and be like, here's why they're bad and here's why, like, you know, they're often extremes. They're often caricatures, right? Saying like like an evil CEO or like whatever, right? But like the evil professor. But it's like, real life doesn't always work like that. Sometimes it does, which is fucked up, right? And it's wrong. But you know, for a lot of regular people, like it doesn't come from like the it doesn't come from the evil professor or the evil CEO, right? It comes from somebody in their life, like just a normal person. And so I like to hope that by breaking down, I can't believe I couldn't say megalomaniacal. Anyways, it's my hope that by kind of breaking down these actions and pointing them out as not okay, and breaking down why they're not okay, and by telling you that there's something that can be done about it, that, you know, even from these characters, these extremes, that we can kind of learn something. I know we spent a lot of time going over the audio. This is probably, for those of you who are new to the aftercare, this is probably not what you were expecting. But this is just how I do it. I spent a lot more time talking about the audio than I normally do. But I do want to kind of wrap it up and say again, your limits deserve to be maintained and respected. You deserve to be in a place where you feel comfortable communicating and expressing those limits, and that where you trust that they will be respected. So if you, again, I just want to tell you that it's all right to not be into this topic. I want to tell you that it's okay to, you know, if it's something that triggers you and you recognize that, then that, I think that's in general a positive thing, because you've recognized that something isn't good for you or something that doesn't work for you, right? I really hate the idea that people will feel like bad or like that they're missing something, right? And they're not, and you won't, right? I'm going to continue to make this kind of content, but I'm also going to continue to make sure that I'm not posting this kind of content more than 1 week in a row, you know, because I understand that it's not for everybody, and I think that's important, and I think it's good for people to recognize that. So I'll be back next week with a fully consensual audio, and yeah, we'll take it from there. But thank you for, if you tried to listen and you made it through and you didn't like it, then, you know, thank you for listening. That's okay. If you had to stop listening to the audio, that's okay. If you didn't even click on it, then that's okay. You know, you're valid for the person that you are. And nothing should ever take that away from you. Yeah. I'll see you in the next one. Bye.